Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Stick with the Masters. Joining our buddy David Duval, who has been with us a couple times on the show. It's been a little bit, but we've had David many times since he became an analyst for the Golf Channel. 13 PGA wins from 97 to 01, which is right when you and I started to watch golf. Not much before that. That was kind of our starting point. So we are well aware of David's incredible run when he rose to number one in the world. He won the championship, the Open Championship back in 01. So he's got a major as well. And David is with us here on Tiki and Tierney again. David, Tiki and Tierney, how are you today?
I'm good, fellas. How are you?
Awesome, man. We watched you a lot over the weekend. Great job. Great coverage.
Thank you.
You and the entire Golf Channel crew putting out primo work as always. Let's have you pick this up. One of the things Teak and I were debating, and we'll get to Matsuyama for sure, which is the story. Mm-hmm. But, Dave, I got to tell you, to me, maybe unforgivable is a little bit too strong, but the miscalculation on 16 for the tee shot for Xander Schauffele, who's played there. You know, this is what, his fourth or fifth Masters. He's played that. He's been on that tee box a lot now, and he almost won it a couple of years ago. How does he not properly calculate what's required for that shot?
You know what? With where that, I believe he hit an 8-iron, and with where that came up, the only thing I can assume was it was a complete miss hit. Hmm. You know, that was he landed a good 15 to 18 yards short of where he's trying to land it.
Yeah,
You know, you typically have a separation of maybe 10 to 12 yards per club. So I just have to say it was a complete miss hit.
Is that the kind of thing that can follow you around for a little next time you tee it up? Are you thinking about that?
There is certainly that potential. You know, he had an opportunity after birdie in 15 and Hideki made that bogey, although it was a spectacular bogey, to put one in there close. I mean, that's a very easy flag to get to, especially for somebody who likes to hit right to left.
Yeah. Gotcha. You know, David, interesting, you know, BT and I were talking about the lack of drama on Sunday. You know, obviously it doesn't take away from what Hideki Matsuyama did, being the first Japanese born PGA player to win on tour or win a major. And obviously win the Masters as well. And his caddy with the bow of the hat is probably the lasting memory, but I'm trying to think of like, what was the most memorable shot for Hideki on Sunday? There really wasn't one, was there?
Well, this is where you kind of go into the being a golf geek or nerd or just really appreciating the Augusta National Golf Course and how difficult some of the things are. It was two shots in a row for me that were memorable. Hideki standing in the 15th fairway with a 4-iron, and all he has to do is hit it into the right greenside bunker. Mm-hmm. Because just aim it over there, hit it in the bunker, you dump it out, it rolls right down next to the hole. But he overcooks it and hits it, you know, over the green into the lake on 16, which is just, it was nearly an unforgivable mistake. If you recall, earlier in the week, Shane Lowry was just over the 15th green, chipped it across into the water.
Yep.
Who was it? Who was it who putted it into the water off of the 15th green?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I saw that, too. Lowry definitely had the one miscue.
Right.
I saw the other one. Okay. I got it. It happened a few times. Yep.
So you need to appreciate
how
unbelievably awesome Hideki's fourth shot was.
Okay.
He took his penalty drop and pitched it. Now, remember, Lowry was 6 or 7 steps over the green. Hideki's 35 yards away on that same line. If he gets it onto the surface at all, that goes across the green into the water. And so he managed to put it up there what, 2 feet off of the green so he could putt it down there, tap it in, and make a bogey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it gets any heat on it at all, it goes across the green, goes in the water, and he's looking at making 8 or 9.
Uh-huh.
So that shot right there is what kind of sealed the tournament, I think.
Well, let me ask you this, David. We're talking to David Duval, because in real time, Faldo was saying to Jim Nance that should be the play. Like Faldo's taking us through his mind. If I'm playing this shot, I'm actually looking to play short of the green, get to where Matsuyama eventually got, and then just chip it on very easily, and then, you know, get the hell out onto the next tee box. He wound up in the spot that Faldo was telling him to, but did he get there by accident? Like, was that what he was trying to do?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I don't think the intent wasn't necessarily, it would have been just kind of an extra bonus and a bit lucky for it to get on the putting surface. But you got to remember, he needed to get it somewhere from where he did, 2 feet off the green, to within 6 or 7 feet of the green. So he had a two-step little area he needed to get it into, because if he doesn't, if he's 3 or 4 more steps off of the green, now he's facing that difficult pitch that can easily run across the green into the water again.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense.
It was really an amazing little pitch shot that, you know, well, nobody thinks about a whole lot, but it was an incredible pitch shot.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a great point. To me, this tournament for Matsuyama was won on Saturday, on moving day.
And yeah,
we had that rain. We had the rain delay, 78 minutes. I don't know what he did. I think they said he played video games. But
yeah, they say he looked at his phone and played video games.
Right, but he comes back out, and he's on Amen Corner. So it's not like, oh, yeah, come back out, you just got an easy hole. But here's what he does. He goes birdie, birdie, par, par, eagle, birdie, birdie, par to round out that final eight. Basically mm-hmm. goes from -5 to 11. Right. That. How do you refocus yourself? Or this actually may be the bigger issue. Because of the rain delay, you're actually not even thinking about the pressure of what's happening.
Well, I don't know if you're not thinking about it, but if you were watching all Saturday when they resumed, Hideki Matsuyama was the only one who had the speed of the greens right after the rain delay.
Yes.
The greens got a lot of moisture in them with that passing storm. They slowed down dramatically, and nobody got a putt to the hole except Hideki, which tells me he went over and hit a few balls to make sure he was loose, and then he spent all his time on the putting practice putting green to make sure he figured out and adjusted to the new speed of the greens, because they slowed down at least a foot from when they were playing earlier in the day to resuming play after the rain delay.
And we know that Jordan Spieth didn't make the adjustment. He talked about that, and you know, he didn't figure out the new speed on the greens, and obviously Matsuyama did. So we're talking to David Duval, former number one in the world, 13 wins on tour, former number one player, Open Championship as well, analyst for the Golf Channel. You know, David, I'm curious, and when you talk about the Japanese player, there's always prefaced with an intense pride and respect, and I know at least in the case of Matsuyama. Almost like embarrassed if he hits a bad shot. Like, the Japanese culture is a very unique one, and very so much built on respect. And so easy to root for and respect. But I wonder, if you're playing with Matsuyama, is it unsettling because there's no communication? Yeah, I know that there's universal, like, nice shot, tip of the cap. I get it. You make a putt. You know, you could still let somebody who doesn't speak English know that you appreciated the putt and vice versa. But you're playing for 5 hours, and you're not really saying anything. Is that good or is that bad?
It's neither here nor there. You
really?
Know, some people talk, some people don't. You know, Hideki can speak to you. You can have a conversation, but that goes again to what you said about Japan and the culture and the pride they have. A lot of the Japanese players who continue, and Asian players in general who continue to use interpreters, they can speak some English, but they don't want to mess up and be. They feel like it's embarrassing because they don't do it perfectly. So they maintain their, you know, native tongue. And so it's not a big deal. And being out, you know, like if you play around with Faldo 25 years ago, he wouldn't say a word to you, you know?
Yeah, that's what
I've
heard.
And then if you play with, you know, player from, but like Lee Jarina, hell, you couldn't get him to shut up.
Yeah.
So, you know, so it's like, it just all is the player. I mean, and those are all just how everybody handles the situations differently.
Yeah. What I was going to say, T, what about you, David? I just remember those Oakley frames down. I don't remember you saying a whole lot. Were you talking?
You know what? I'm out there working, guys.
Yeah.
We're out working, you know.
This isn't
for fun. This is for put your name in history books. And so, you know, this is real business. And, You know, it's just everybody handles the nerves and handles the situations differently. I didn't speak a whole lot, but I also didn't intentionally not speak, you know, but I was just focused on what I was doing.
Yeah, okay. Talk to me at the bar.
We can be friends afterwards.
Yeah, talk to me at the bar, exactly. Give me buy me a beer. We'll have some chats. What does this do for Hideki? I mean, obviously he's iconic now in Japan, and even he said this after the round that he hopes it inspires, you know, young Japanese golfers to take up the sport. Not dissimilar to how Tiger's impact was on the African American community, at least in an interesting point. What does this do for Hideki?
Well, you know what? It's we tried to kind of talk about it Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. Him winning the Masters at the Japanese player, he's basically Japan's Michael Jordan, Muhammad Ali. I mean, he is the biggest star there's ever been now.
Yeah.
Wow. In Japanese athletics. Financially, with the fame and stuff that goes on, I mean, he could potentially make $1 billion.
Wow.
I said it on air on Sunday morning. I mean, he could be the first billion-dollar golfer because of that victory.
Wow.
It's just the love and respect they have for the game of golf in Japan, and then how they idolize their golfing heroes, how I was treated when I went over there and played. I mean, like I was a rock star in Japan. I mean, I was a big rock star, but Tiger Woods was like, you know, the president. Tiger was like a god, you know, and that's how they view it. I mean, and they go nuts. We played – when Tiger and I played in the World Cup over there, I mean, it was 20 deep on every hole. I mean, we had thousands upon thousands of people following us. And now you have somebody from Japan in Hideki who a lot has been expected of, and he delivered. I mean, he's got to be the biggest star Japan's produced at this point, and that's probably how he'll be treated.
Wow. I mean, awesome, as you're saying that, I'm thinking of names like Satohara Oh, their home run king. I'm thinking of Ichiro Suzuki. I understand, you know, I know baseball's
no championship for Ichiro, though.
I hear you. No, I'm not challenging the statement. Yeah. I'm just thinking about the depth of it. It's very interesting.
Hey, what did you
think?
I
mean, it's Masters champion. I mean, there's certainly that potential. And think about this.
Yeah.
You got Summer Olympics coming up. He very well might be the flag bearer for his nation now.
Oh.
Wow. Think about that.
that's interesting.
Yeah.
Dave, before we let you go, I know you saw it. Everybody saw it. It became, I think, maybe one of the more iconic images off of the Masters was Shota Hayafuja, Fuji, his caddy, tipping his cap and bowing after putting the flag back in. What did you think about that as you saw it happening?
Not surprising. That speaks exactly to the culture, to the sportsmanship, and to the respect and love that the Japanese players and their caddies bring to the game of golf. I mean, it was actually just the most beautiful, wonderful moment. You know, it was basically him saying thank you to Augusta National and showing it the respect and love it deserves.
I mean, if I was the caddy to my guy one, I would be opening up a fifth of vodka. I'd be doing cartwheels on. I don't know what I'd be doing, Dave.
Well, it's a different culture, and you just got to love it and respect it. It's
no,
just beautiful.
We definitely do. It was great for Matsuyama. Great job on the coverage, man. We watch you guys all the time. Appreciate you carving out some time, David. Thank you very much.
Absolutely, fellas. Thank you. Have a great day.
There you go, man. Right back to you, David Duvall.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.